When I met and married my wife in 2005, one of the most interesting things we did was to sit down and look at old photos. Showed us as babies and then toddlers and then as kids and then as teenagers. Then in our 20s, we both married young to other people and had children. Our previous spouses have since passed away. And when I met my wife, she had been widowed for several years. A lot of the photos showed her with her boys and me with my girls. But in those photos, there was only one parent. Then suddenly, there we were in photos together with five kids ranging in age from 9 to 18. Fast forward to today, and you'll see pictures with two more daughters, our daughters-in-law, and then several grandchildren. Now, it doesn't take much thought to make an accurate guess about the basic events taking place in our lives as seen in those photos. And even our age is pretty clear if you allow for maybe a 10-year cushion in the guesses that you'd make. But what if someone picked up our photos and all they saw were Jenny and I together with a bunch of kids, and then the photos from that point forward? Well, a person might not know that we had been married before to other people and had all of our children with somebody else. You see, visual evidence can only tell you so much. A lot depends on interpretation of the evidence. Someone might assume that Jenny and I have always been a couple as adults, and they'd be wrong. Others might see that the boys and girls look a lot different, and they might use that information to interpret the data differently and say that Jenny and I did not have these children together. And that interpretation would be correct. But it's still interpretation, and that's how much of what's called science today works. Science is supposed to be based on observation, and interpretations then must be made based upon the known evidence as observed. But sadly, much of what is passing as science today is not based upon observable evidence, but instead places that evidence within a framework of preconceived beliefs and unestablished theories. That's why the Apostle Paul warned Timothy, and by application warned all of us, in 1 Timothy 6:20, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust. Avoid profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. We've called this cult of false science by the name of scientism. Now, I didn't originate that term, and I'm not sure where it originated, actually. But I've warned of the cult of science, falsely so called, for many years, and somewhere along the way, someone said that they had heard that referred to as scientism. And I think that term fits, so I've used it a lot. But this cult of scientism, or whatever name you want to put on it, interprets the data with a prejudice. They approach the data with a preconceived notion that everything must fit into a Darwinian evolutionary model that requires billions of years. It is also true that there are some who profess a belief in creationism while trying to adjust the Bible to allow for billions of years. Some even claim to believe in a thing called theistic evolution. But those folks are guilty of the same sin as the Darwinian atheist types. They approach the science with billions of years in their mind as the non-negotiable foundation for their interpretation of the evidence. But as we've shown many times and will continue to show, the evidence refutes the billions of years claim for the age of the universe and everything in it. So as we continue, whether we look to our own planet here on Earth and or gaze upward into the solar system and the universe beyond, we see things with the appearance of age from thousands to possibly a few million of years in age. What we never see is evidence of billions of years, and that's required. It has to be billions of years to fit the Big Bang model and Darwinian evolution. Otherwise, the evidence points against the Big Bang and against Darwinian evolution. The evidence is for God the Creator, whose name is Jesus. And He is the crucified Savior who came as a man to shed His blood in death on the cross to save His creation from sin. And then He rose again bodily from the dead in victory over sin, death, and hell.